with the head coach of Hampton Dumont County girls basketball, Miranda Stafford, as the Bulldog girls with a big win here tonight. Now 9 straight wins, coach, and a nice momentum builder for a big matchup coming up tomorrow as your team wins 41-31.
Yeah, good way to go into tomorrow night. We talked in the locker room after that game. It's championship basketball from here on out. So come into a tough place to play. We knew that they were going to play hard. They're physical, they're athletic, they're strong. So to come away with a victory on the road is a good thing.
This game was shot for shot through the first 3 quarters. Your team led 10-8 at the end of one, 21-19 at the half, and it was just a 1-point game heading to the fourth at 30-29. The conversation with your team is you have a lot of experience in tight games this year, continuing to play your game and not let the Tigers get to you in a very competitive matchup.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. I think that is the game changer for this group this year, is being able to keep our composure. Not panicking, not trying to do too much, not going off the game plan, just sticking with what's working, working their tails off on the defensive end and getting stops, and eventually the ball will go in. They hit some big shots in the first half to get a lead, and then I thought we countered with some big shots of our own. So I was glad with the way that we bounced back to some of their runs and were able to stay composed and do some good things in the second half and kind of create a little bit more distance, so it was a little bit more comfortable there at the end.
Well, and you had mentioned the defense putting in the work, and that really became evident in that fourth quarter as you outscored the Tigers 11-2 in that fourth quarter, and that was credit to really the play of your defense fueling the offense like it has all year long.
Yeah, and getting stops. Getting stops and being able to identify where and who they wanted to work through, making it difficult for her to make some shots. And then I thought we rebounded much better in the second half. The first half, they were getting some second shots, second opportunities. We were fouling on some things. So focus at halftime was doing the little things right, and boxing out was definitely one of those. I was happy with our rebounding in the second half.
Some of your leading scorers here tonight, a really good night again for Jordan Valley. Only Bulldog in double figures by my unofficial stats with 13, but the best thing about your team is everybody comes to play, everybody contributes. You have really balanced scoring again. Brooklyn Valley had 8, Charlie Morton with 6, Lily Hambly with 7, Mackenzie Valley with 5. All your starters going out there taking care of business again.
And that's when we're best, you know, and that's a huge difference between the last couple years is that, you know, they were running some triangle and twos, and Mackenzie was shocked by that, and so I don't think she was ready to score, but the shots she was taking, she wasn't confident in, but she's a great scorer, so she's got to be ready to go there. But then hit some big ones, was able to distribute out of that triangle and two when they kind of tried to take Brooklyn and Jordan away, and Charlie was big inside, outsized, and did some good things and came up with some big buckets as well. Kinsey Moorhead came in, got herself to the line with a big and one, and that was a big bucket. So I think that everybody who came in contributed. Madison and Addie came off the bench and gave us some big minutes as well.
Big time matchup on Friday night. Rematch with Algona for a share of the North Central Conference title. When's the last time the Bulldogs won the NCC, and your excitement about that matchup to wrap up the regular season?
Yeah, we sent them home tonight, so unfortunately they're not staying and watching the boys, but we got a big night tomorrow, so send them home, get them some rest, get them hydrated, all of those things, get them a good night's rest. But I think our last conference title was the first year I was here, so that's going on 10 years. And we've worked to put ourselves in a position to play for that. We need to go in relaxed. We can't make it bigger than what it is. We've got to play basketball like we have been. We're going to make some shots. They're a great team. They're going to go on some runs. They're going to hit some big shots. And we've just got to stay composed and do what we've done all year.
Final thoughts, Coach, is your team's playing amongst the best basketball they have all season long, 9-game win streak, and you take a deep breath going into your regular season finale against the other Bulldogs in the NCC in a big-time matchup.
Yeah, you just want them to go out and play well. You know, go out, don't make it bigger than what it is. I'm excited for the girls to have this opportunity to set some goals and see it within reach, and we'll go up there, we'll play hard. It's a tough place to play. It's a big gym. They get a good crowd, and they'll be excited as well. They know that if they win it tomorrow, it's theirs. If not, then we at least have a share of it. So a lot to play for, but at the same time, we've got to do what we've done every single night and not make it too big.